Communications, item 963.
Request of Maggie Benware and Barry Fowler to address council regarding Metropolitan Youth Symphony Concert Tour in China.
Could you read 964 also? We'll have them come up.
Yes. Request of Aparna Jayakumar to address council regarding Metropolitan Youth Symphony Concert Tour in China. She's not able to make it, but the other two.
Oh, okay.
Colleagues, Maggie Benware and Barry Fowler are joining us this morning. They're going to share some reflections on their recent trip to China. They're members of the Metropolitan Youth Symphony, which is a wonderful arts organization here in Portland. I had the honor of speaking at their send-off. They did a concert at Director Park that was well attended, even though it rained. And we're just so proud of these young people, and we're delighted they're here today to tell us about their great adventure.
Well, welcome. If you can just give us your name when you speak, and you each have 3 minutes.
Good morning. My name is Maggie Benware. I play viola with the Symphony Orchestra at Metropolitan Youth Symphony, and I'm honored to speak with you guys today. I really love MYS. We get to perform here at the Schnitz and recently traveled this June for over 4,000 miles to visit China, so it's been amazing. Before I briefly introduce myself, I also want to express my thanks on behalf of MYS to the Regional Arts and Culture Council for the funding that MYS receives to build up our music programs and establish the family atmosphere that we have. I'll briefly introduce myself. Like I said before, my name is Maggie. I am a rising senior this year, and I have played viola for 4 years. This year is my second with MYS. In college, I plan to continue my studies of music and also pursue global business, and I'll be speaking today with Barry.
Hello, my name is Barry Fowler. I used to be in the Metropolitan Youth Symphony. I played in it for 3 years, with my last two as principal violist. I'm currently attending Oregon State University, majoring in business and minoring in music to help me reach my goal of a career in the music industry. I love music and travel, which made China an especially great experience for me. I continue on expanding my horizons next year in the spring with studying abroad in Rome. MYS invited me on the trip as a performer and a chaperone, which is typical. The Metropolitan Youth Symphony has offered me many other great opportunities in the past, including traveling to Miami to perform with Michael Tilson Thomas and performing with the Oregon Symphony at their annual waterfront concert, which, by the way, is tomorrow. So hopefully I'll see all of you guys there.
We'll start with a brief narrative of our trip. We split our 11 days up between three cities, Beijing, Tianjin, Beidahe, and then finished back in Beijing. The first half of our trip was super busy. It included three concerts in 3 days. We went to visit the Great Wall. We saw the Olympics Village. And on our last day of the half, we went and saw Tianjin. Our first concert was at the Central Music Conservatory in Beijing, which we actually shared with a local high school band, and got to do a gift exchange. So we traded some of the best of Oregon for some of the best of China. Our next concert was actually on the Great Wall, which was the most unique and photogenic concert I've ever done. Our third concert was at the Tianjin Concert Hall, which afterwards we got to explore the city of Tianjin. We got to see the kind of mashup of culture that exists there and some of the beautiful city lights that are over there. The next day we boarded a bus to Beidahe, which Barry will go ahead and talk some more about.
In Beidahe, it was a really interesting town. It's actually a popular vacation spot for North Koreans and Russians, so there's a lot of Russian influence in the town, especially. Personally, I enjoyed going to some of the tea shops around the area and taking a boat ride into the harbor with some local fishermen. We also saw the start of the Great Wall of China, which is nicknamed Dragon's Head. It extends into the Yellow Sea. Our last performance was nearby in the city of Qinghuangdao. We had a last-minute venue switch because the Communist Party needed the cultural center we were going to use, so we switched to a university, which was great because we got to meet a lot of the students there, and also afterwards we switched roles with them and acted as the audience and watched their orchestra perform for us with traditional Chinese instruments. After our performance and some much-needed beach time, we headed back to Beijing, and we saw lots of famous landmarks in our last few days in China, such as Tiananmen Square and the Forbidden City. Also, we took a rickshaw ride and were invited to some local people's homes for dinner.
And so, of course, you can imagine this was a huge trip and it had a huge impact on all the 50 students who got to travel. For me personally, I love learning about the Chinese culture, and some of these experiences are really going to shape the way I approach my future. One of my favorite parts was the way that music was able to connect our two cultures, since they're virtually opposite in every way. For example, like Barry talked about at the Northeast University in Qinghuangdao, after our performance, we got to watch the students perform on their traditional Chinese instruments. And even though we don't speak enough of the same language to introduce ourselves, we were able to see the passion that they have and the pride that they have in their own music and their country. And this kind of pride is evident everywhere in China, which is another part that I really liked of the trip. We saw some of China's best through our tour. They took us to the best concert venues. We saw historical sites like the Great Wall of China and Tiananmen Square. And it's really interesting to see the positives instead of the negatives that sometimes get focused on. And this kind of approach can go anywhere. It can be as big as focusing on the strengths of a nation or as small as the traits you like in a family member. And I think that'll really shape the way I approach college and all of my relationships in the future. And, of course, there are many memories that I'll take with me for the rest of my life, but those were just a few that I really enjoyed.
I think one of the things that impacted me the most on this tour to China, just as a performer, was experiencing the cultural difference and the different kinds of audience. For me, at first, it was really hard to read the audience. I thought they weren't really enjoying our performance. People were talking. They were on their phones. I even saw a couple of people listening to headphones while we were playing. But afterwards, when we were done performing, it was amazing. Like, people just wouldn't stop applauding. We would play, you know, encore after encore, and they would want more. I mean, I mentioned we had a last-minute venue switch, and so we had basically no confirmed audience, and then in the last 24 hours, it went from 0 to 1,500 people, and so we had a full house of students there, and it was a fantastic performance. I think another thing, too, another way that this tour really impacted me, which is kind of, it really put everything in perspective for me. I think we take a lot of things for granted here. For instance, our tour guide, Sophia, one of her biggest dreams is to just get a travel permit to even be able to come visit the U.S. for just a month. And I don't know, that just really put things in perspective for me, seeing all of the little freedoms that we have here. So,
thank you. Thank you very much for sharing your great experience in China.
Can we suspend the rules and give these outstanding young people a round of applause?
Let's do that. Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Actually, Mr. President, could I ask a question?
Sure.
I was just curious, were there places that you really want to go back to that you're like, wow, I wish I had a week in that place rather than having been there a couple of days?
Yeah. I really love the city of Tianjin. It's very interesting because it was occupied for a while by European influence. So there's a lot of Western architecture, and also the city is very, very clean and very lit up, like I mentioned, beautiful city lights. And I'd love to take some time and really explore. They have a bunch of cathedrals, and really, it's really an interesting mix-up of culture, and I'd like to spend some time there.
I think for me, just because of time's sake, we mostly had to kind of stay in a certain area of China, so it would be interesting for me to explore other areas, for instance, like Shanghai, or maybe seeing the other end of the Great Wall in the Gobi Desert. So.
Great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Could you...